Some say a clean and orderly garage is the sign of a healthy life. How'd you like to be paid to clean out your garage? Well, all it takes is that garage sale at the end of all that spring cleaning. We're talking about making it happen tonight with Peter Moore, the editor at Men's Health Magazine.
The first thing you need to do is to go ahead and take an inventory of the stuff that you find in there. Most of us will look around in our garage. We'll find duplicates of stuff that we've bought over and over again at the hardware store, items that we haven't used in the past 3 years, which means we are never going to use them again, and also a bunch of stuff that recycling, stuff that you can get rid of and that can go back for raw material for whatever else our society needs. So just look at your garage as a place of opportunity to throw it out, recycle it, make sure somebody reuses it.
And you also say make full use of pegboards. I mean, hang up as much stuff as you can.
Yeah, and that's where the organization comes in. Most of us, anyway, allow for the storage of two big things in our garage, meaning the cars that we drive. So that's part of what you do when you're going through your inventory. Keep an eye on what needs to be stored in there and where it will most conveniently fit in. Then once you've placed the large items, then you'll be able to set up pegboards, storage bins. And this is an interesting one too, to put these boxes on dollies so that you can roll them around in your garage. That means the next time you have to sweep the thing out, it'll be that much easier to clear it out and get on with the cleanup.
Now, we're kind of in an interim place here. We've cleaned out our garage. We're not quite ready for the garage sale, but you say that's a perfect time to have a party. Why?
Well, more and more these days, garages are the last refuge of men, meaning their wife is probably has dominion over all the other rooms of the house, wife and children, but the garage is something that nobody else is going to lay claim to, so that once you go to the trouble to clean it all out, it's a very good time to have your buddies into the man cave, put some beers in a bucket, bring some music out there, talk hardware, just really claim the space for your own guys.
And then it is time for that big garage sale. You've decluttered your space. It's time to collect some money. How do you start there?
Well, what you need to do is start looking at your garage the way a department store owner looks at his department store, in that what you're going to be doing is grouping together like sorts of goods that you have. For instance, there's automotive stuff, there's hardware, there's used toys that your kids are never going to pick up again. All those things can be grouped for better sales so that when people from your neighborhood start showing up at your house, they will naturally gravitate to certain areas depending on what their interests are. And that works in the department store. It'll work in your garage sale too.
And it used to be that as far as getting word to spread about your garage sale, it was just the neighbors talking among themselves, or maybe that sign nailed to the utility pole in your neighborhood. Now, of course, we have wonderful social media to spread the word.
Absolutely. For instance, if you put out word on your Facebook account, already many of us will have 200 or 300 people who will know about the date of your garage sale. And you expand that to Twitter and Craigslist, even the community newsletters that many towns have now, suddenly you could be reaching an audience of 20,000 people who all might have an interest in pawing through your junk.
And finally, we need to get to haggling. You have a bike that you've taken good care of. You think it's worth $500. Do you hold to that price, or do you let somebody buy it for much less?
You need to look at that bike not as the $500 you blew on it ill-advisedly, but rather as an expensive thing that's taking up space that you should really reclaim. And here's where your friends and neighbors really come in handy, because one of them may be willing to fork over $175 to empty that space for you and roll that bike away, and you never need to be reminded again how much money you wasted on it.
Peter Moore with Men's Health, our conversation part of
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.